Gosh.
Oh, excuse me.
Tell us more about that. Excuse me. Thank you.
You know, I've always said I never had a reason to call in for Shark Week. Well,
you can surprise. Say that.
Yeah.
No, nobody's surprised.
I was surprised. Let me put it that way.
I think we should just start the show so we can hear more about your colon.
Get ready now. Here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. The funny, the wild, the gassy too. 2 decades strong with nothing to do. They'll talk about nothing but your laughter, you cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
Man!
Gosh. Well, Shartlow, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 11th of May, 2026, and the
bless
good.
His heart.
That is not what I had time for today. Year of Miss Dolly, potential of Atria Park, and I'm one of your hosts, the one who delayed the starting of the little show, because as I was getting up off the sofa.
Excuse me. Did you say delayed the sharding of the little show?
I did. Well, I didn't delay the sharding is the thing. I was getting up off the sofa. Y'all, I'll tell you why.
Tell us.
Well, there was a little bit of a... And I said, that's fine. And I said, I better TT. And then I was like, wait a second. That wasn't fine. Okay. And so, had to run around and clean things up. And then I was like, well, surely that didn't get on my short... Great. Perfect. So
shardy shorts.
Correct. So anyway, that's how today's gonna go. I guess y'all, let me tell you what I did on Friday evening. Y'all, I went to I went to get a couple of the Mother's Day gifts, which y'all unnecessary, but I'll get to that later. And
have they already been put in the cabinet?
Right. I don't have any. Anyway, I walked into the Chipotle after I, because y'all, the Hat Arena loves a candle. She loves.
At Chipotle?
No. I went to the Tanger Outlets for the Bath and Body Works.
I didn't know Chipotle had candles.
Yeah, so I went to the Bath and Body Works.
Like shark?
Well, probably. And y'all, I have been watching a couple of candles I thought she'd like. So I got her those. I've got her other stuff. Y'all, I got her a lovely blown glass hummingbird feeder. Because she's been wanting a new hummingbird feeder. And y'all, I guarantee you it will be broken before July. But either way... when I put this, I walked back to my car and I said, you know, my favorite Chipotle is right here. I think I'll just go there. And so I walked over there and went in and they're like, mm-mm. And I said, what do you mean? And they said, we can't serve you. And I said, I'm sorry. And they said, we just don't have any more food. And I said, okay. And so I looked at him like he was crazy. And then, y'all, that Chipotle, they are super nice, but... I don't know who runs that place, but y'all, that is not the first, second, or third time that's happened to me. But then I was committed, and it was like 6:30, and I said, I am hungry, and by the time I go home and cook up something, you know, it's gonna be late. So y'all, I walked over to the Five Guys, and y'all,
I love the Five Guys.
Y'all, it was okay, but I knew better than to eat those French fries. And let me tell you, it started the fire hydrant. So either way, it's going to be fun on an area Plano as you're hearing this. So either way, the stomach's been a little uneasy ever since then. So we will be be watching that, if you will, the next few days. So, it happens, but there you go. Now you know this is not a Shark Week worthy story, but just this is why we don't eat the Five Guys.
Now, just out of curiosity, did you check to make sure you didn't leave a Hansel and Gretel path from the sofa upstairs?
It wasn't that much. It was a small volume, if you will. But, yeah. So, well, Big Fatty, how was your week? Oh, he had to mute for a second. He's got the coughs.
I'm clearing the throat. And no, it's not popper throat.
Y'all, I have the phlegm too, and it is absolutely ridiculous right now for some reason.
Mm-hmm. It was a good week. The highlight of the week was the old gal episode on Thursday.
Oh. It was nice of you to have it's kind of like at the end of the year when the at the Oscars where they have the like in memoriam section. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well,
thing left for her.
Right.
So, anyway, yeah. Bless her heart.
I know.
But I wonder if she's gotten the heavy duty acorn chairlift yet.
Well, I mean, if nothing else, I'm sure Gooch went out and bought the heavy duty C's candies. Probably the whole display.
I say that about the heavy duty acorn chairlift. They may have already moved the bed downstairs.
That's true. And that isn't for Howard and Eunice. No. Mm-mm. No. But, we can't all turn 70, so happy birthing day to the old gal who, 70, ancient. Well, I mean, we assume that he's turned 70. Is he alive? Has anyone actually heard from Vera?
I did.
Oh, okay. Well, that was unexpected, but... Because yes. The shut-ins don't like to communicate with people.
Well, it was via e-letter.
Ah, so it was probably just Gooch collecting a Social Security check.
Could have been. Mm-hmm.
That sounds about right. It'll be on Dateline before you know it.
Oh,
yeah. But yeah. Well, my week was eventful.
Okay.
I guess is the correct term, y'all.
Okay.
It was
okay.
Busy, busy, busy week at the coal mine.
Yes.
I don't know why. I mean, I do. It was new coal miners week or future coal miners week. I don't know what we call it, but big, big doings over at the coal mine. Right. Y'all, we don't have someone like when you walk into the office, there's a desk and y'all, we don't have anyone who sits there. Sorry, I think I pressed the wrong button on the dryer. I think it just turned off, and I just pressed start right when I was sharting myself.
Well, how very big Ricky of you.
I know. And y'all, I need those clothes. Don't worry, the underpants were washed separately.
Fouled them.
Right. Well, that's why I was more angry about it than anything else is because I was already doing the laundry, and I was like, But y'all, we don't have anyone who sits. Like when you walk into the building that I work in, our office suite is off to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a cubicle-y desk thing there with an admin who's supposed to greet you. Y'all, we haven't had someone in that position since October. We have a bell up there that says, if you need something, please ring the bell. Well, y'all, there's two types of people in this world. And there's one that's annoying, and they ring the bell. And y'all, it's always a ding. Y'all, they don't give it a good ding. But so, like, it's hard to hear it. But the other people are the ones who couldn't fathom ringing a bell. Oh, no, the people who slam on it just get ignored. Then there's the other sort of people who they are very important and will not ring a bell. And so they either just stand there or they march down the hall demanding someone help them. The week was full of both. If that bell rang once a day. It rang, and I'm not exaggerating, 25 times a day. Y'all, oh,
lovely.
It's kind of, y'all, do you hate the sound of the doorbell ringing? I do. Well, I, this is worse than that. First of all,
the only doorbell I don't mind ringing is in the Book of Mormon.
Ding dong. Y'all, there's a Book of Mormon joke going around the coal mine right now that makes me laugh. And I started it. I'm probably going to hell for it, but I started it.
It's inappropriate.
It's focused on someone who it's basically they can't help themselves and they keep harassing everyone. And so every time it's happened and everyone else wasn't there to hear it, the person that it happened to says ding dong whenever people walk back into the room, to the point where it's ding donging all day long these days. But either way, but y'all, the coal mine was busy, to say the least. Y'all had some big doings on Friday. I had some old and new coal miner doings. And y'all, they give a fat person a microphone. And I walked up to the sound tech there in that venue. And he said, Mr. Vader, here you go. I knew you were coming. You wouldn't want to stand at a podium. I said, I would like the handheld, please. And so y'all took the handheld and said, well, hello, everyone. And I did it on purpose. I was hoping Larry Cly would be there. He wasn't, because I knew it would drive him crazy. But either way, I said, well, thank you, Larry, who had introduced me. I said, well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the old coal miner event. And y'all, the head coal miner came up to me afterwards and said, you sounded real natural doing that. And I said, well, I've had some practice. But y'all, the former head coal miner was there with his coal miner. And y'all, he grabbed me and he said, I don't know how you work for these people. And I said, you know. And he was like, I do know. You don't have to say anything. And I was like, you just made my day. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, so that was my week. Y'all, Saturday morning, had to go in to see a coal miner. I had a 2-hour meeting at 10 a.m. with an old coal miner. Y'all, Big Fatty knows him. He was a coal miner whenever Big Fatty worked there, and he used to go on trips and do the things. And now we were talking to him for a little project. And y'all, he's like one of those motivational speakers. Y'all, I'm sure you've all heard them, and maybe in school, you had to listen to the Get Smart. Do y'all remember the Get Smart in school? It was the people who had gotten released from prison, and then they came to tell their story, so they'd motivate you not to go to prison.
The Don Adams comedy?
Yeah, that's it. But y'all, I've always thought it was all a money-making scam, and so I had to sit there for 2 hours and politely smile about this.
Isn't that called Scared Straight?
That's a comedy TV show. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But either way, had to do that. But y'all, Saturday night, I called the hats. Called the hats every night. And the father hat answered. And we exchanged our pleasantries. And I said, how have you been? And what'd you get up to?
To your mama?
What'd you eat today? Because y'all, the only thing in life worth doing is eating. And so it's something new all the time.
You discuss the next meal before or while you're eating the current meal.
Well, he gets Chinese on Thursdays. And y'all, he doesn't realize what we do, which is, Big Fatty does not get the Chinese food. I'm sure that would make him shart himself. But y'all, you know, it's not that expensive to get a plate of Chinese food from the little Chinese restaurant. Y'all, he spends about $22 a week there and from one order. Y'all, he gets enough food for 5 meals, and then he eats the Chinese food. But he's got the menu because he doesn't go get it himself because, you know, he can't.
No.
So he sends the Hat Arena. No. And so, y'all, he tried something new this week. And he doesn't know what it's called, so he just keeps calling it the triple threat. And y'all, all it is pork, chicken, and beef, like sauteed with vegetables and that brown sauce that they cook stuff in and served over rice. It is the most generic of everything. I wouldn't normally get something like that, but y'all, you would think he's hit the lottery with once he's discovered this. But he also got a quart of wonton soup, and he got four egg rolls because he needs one with every meal.
Of course.
Y'all, I said to him, you were talking, and I said, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. He said, well, I've already started working on my list for next week. Y'all, it was Saturday, and he's already planning on Thursday's Chinese food order. So the Hat Arena gets very upset if I mention a new restaurant that's opened up there near them, because then she's going to have to go. And y'all, she's not real good in new experiences or situations, but he just sends her in there. So then she'd have to go in and try to figure out how to order to-go food for him. And it scares her a little bit. But either way, she got on the phone and she was like, oh, I bet you're tired. And I said, well, I am, but I'm looking forward to tomorrow. And she said, well, what's tomorrow? And I said, well, Mother's Day, of course. And she said, oh, okay. Well, what are you doing? And I said, I'm coming to see you. We talked about it. But y'all, we didn't, because I didn't know that when we had talked about it, she had been outside letting the dog out. Father Hat never told me that, because she doesn't say a lot. She's just in the background because, you know, it's on the speakerphone.
Ah.
So he had never told her that we had talked about it. So, y'all, she didn't know I was coming. And so Yashi was not prepared. Yashi'd made other plans. So I said, okay. Well, she said, well, I knew you had the big coal mine doing, so I know you're going to be too tired. And I did text her this morning, and I was like, I really am too tired. So how about next weekend or the one after? But either way, so big doings. Well, and
so she's got another week to clear space for those new candles.
Right, right. Well, yeah, because she'll put them on the candle warmer until they lose all their scent, but then she won't throw them out. She'll just put them in a cabinet because, yeah. So either way, y'all, my day opened up, to say the least, which was fine. It was fine. Everything was good, and y'all got a lot done because I leave on Monday evening. Hopefully Monday afternoon, but right now, Monday evening for the lost wages. Y'all be back Friday, so don't you worry. There'll be a little show.
Don't you worry.
Yeah. Trying to get on an earlier flight, but because right now I get in at 10 p.m. in the evening. And that's 1 a.m. Eastern time. And And y'all, the other part of that is, do y'all ever feel this way? If my flight's at 5 p.m., and I think that's what time it is. I need to look. I think I was trying to look whenever the sharding incident happened. But but do you ever feel, I was like, well, it seems silly to take a whole day off work if all I'm going to do is.
I never think that.
Right, right. Well, you're retired. So what now I'm like going back and forth because y'all were getting new carpet at the coal mine. And so I've been packing up my office, which is a pain in the ass, but,
yes.
Anyway, so we'll see, but I'm at that point where I don't want to take a 6 a.m. flight. I have no interest in that, but, correct. If I can get like a 10 a.m., a noon, a one, a two, a three, y'all, if I can get there around 7 p.m. in the evening, that would make me happy because y'all, I'm only there 4 nights, but if I don't get to the motel until 11 p.m. in the evening, well, I've just wasted a whole day. So
and will you be at the Tuscany?
I'll be at the Tuscany Inn and Casino Suites. And Suites. Uh-huh. I will be. If you want to send some gambling credit over, listeners, sure. Go right on ahead. But yeah, so.
Well, so that's best to Brett.
To Brett. Oh, yes. Y'all, that's the other thing about only being there 3 days because of the travel is y'all, I'd probably only go to the Hog twice.
Oh,
I mean,
have you alerted them?
They know I'm coming.
Okay.
Yeah. We were just texting. Because y'all, it's Sunday fun day. And my friend Colin, who, I know from there is like, are we going to see you today? It's about time. And I said, nope, I'll be there tomorrow. Nope. And he said,
but I've seen the inside of my colon.
Not right now. I said, y'all, you're just going to have to come out during the week. Oh, no, I couldn't. You go out early during the week. I do go out early. I go out at 4 p.m.
Yes. Well, it's happy hour.
It's happy. It's yappy hour. Y'all, Big Fatty's scratching his buttocks. But y'all, I do go out for happy hour because y'all, you go out, you have a few drinks at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and you're done. And then you can go have dinner. Maybe gamble a little bit because that's always what you should be doing after you've had drinks. And so you gamble a little bit. You go back to the room and you're like, I'm just going to put my feet up. But I better take my contacts out first. And then next thing you know, it's 8 o'clock the next morning. And that is how I like to wake A. So, but anyway, so y'all, I have not asked Big Fatty for the Area Puerto ride. So don't worry.
No, he hasn't.
No, because I'm, well, if I'm.
Don't worry, it's coming.
No, if I'm leaving at 5 o'clock, it's not because I'm not going to make you drive in rush hour traffic.
Thank you.
So that's why I haven't asked. But but if I'm leaving at like noon, then let me know what time you want soup. But yeah, so
soup.
Yeah. So but yeah. So that's what's been going on. Yeah, all the coal mine doings have slowed down.
Mm.
The HOA doings have not slowed down.
Mm.
But yeah, yeah. So well, what are you up to this week, Big Fatty?
Well, you'll have to listen to the little show tomorrow
to
find out.
Is it just me, or did you tease a cruise and then Volcano Mugget last week?
I didn't tease a cruise.
I swore you said something about a cruise, and then you Volcano Mugged it.
If I mentioned a cruise, it's because the Flobfo and Brian and the Burry were on a cruise. Time.
Right. I do remember them being on the West Coast cruise, but
yes, they were on the 405, but they did not see a spin out on the 101.
Well, it's never too late, is all I can say to that.
It's never too late. Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead. Ooh, or
all right, everyone, it's time to play the game. This has nothing to do with spinning out on the 401, the 101, or the 5. Does not, though it could. Y'all, Big Fatty's going to give me the name of someone born on this day that he thinks is famous. And then I have to tell you if they're dead or alive. But you're also never going to know who they are, so I've got to tell you who they are.
Right. Robert Jarvik.
Robert Jarvik. Y'all, he is alive. Y'all, he was... God, speaking of, he was the sports commentator, which probably means he played some sort of ball, but I don't remember which one. So I'm going to go with the footballs.
Yeah, Robert Jarvik is dead. Mm. Just died last year. He's an American scientist and researcher who developed the Jarvik 7 artificial heart.
Oh.
How about that?
Well, I guess you need that after playing the sports. Okay.
All right, Phil Silvers.
Well, he's dead, but I don't think you're talking about my godfather. So I'm going to... I think, though, you're probably talking about the host of... I believe this is the NBC Daytime Talk Show. I don't remember the name of it, but Phil Silvers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Phil Silvers, dead as a doornail. He was an American comedian and actor. He was Sergeant Bilko, but... He was also the host of the Phil Silvers Show, which I thought you were going to say.
Well, I didn't remember the name of it. So, yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Irving Berlin.
Ooh, Irving Berlin. Y'all, dead as a doornail. Let's see here. Ooh, sorry, I had to wait on that. Irving Berlin was a composer, a band composer. Yes. Yeah.
He was a Russian-American composer. He is dead as a doornail. One of the greatest songwriters in history. He came up with God Bless America, White Crema, and Dancing Cheek to Cheek. Do you think we might have time for one more?
We have approximately 3 minutes and 30 seconds, yes.
Hmm. All right. Corey Monteith.
Ooh, too soon. Dead. y'all, he was that Finn on the Glee, and he was in a bunch of other little shows before that. Too soon. Too soon.
Corey Monteith is indeed dead as a doornail, and he was a Canadian actor and singer, and he was on Glee. How about that?
Huh? How about that?
You got it. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And let's see. I got one more here. It is Cam Newton.
His career, I believe, is dead, but he's still alive. Y'all, he is that football player, and I know he played for the Carolina Panthers, but I don't know what he's doing these days.
Cam Newton is indeed still alive. He was an American football quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner, played at Auburn and in the Pro Bowl and for the Carolina Panthers.
You know, I've seen him play with a sports ball question.
How about that?
Well, a current sports ball question, not a 1946 sports ball question, of course. Like my childhood, well, not my childhood, my adulthood, because I could be Cam Newton's father, I would guess. But yes. But yeah, I was born
in 1989.
Okay. Well, is he really that old? Wow. That's impressive. So yeah, he looks real good for being 37 years old, but yeah, how about that? Well, Big Fatty.
Yes.
I got nothing. I mean, I
got nothing either.
Y'all. And by the way, I've been listening. I don't always listen to Gayle and King. I just kind of put them on 2X and let them go. Cause y'all, I lived through that first iteration of those shows. So I don't need to hear about them a second time, but y'all they are absolutely, I was listening in the shower the other day and I was like, what in the world are they talking about? And y'all, I mean, I don't question that Big Fatty said or did some of the things that they've been mentioning, but I know that they're generating this content based on a transcript of the original show. So the only thing I can figure is that the AI that did the transcript really had some issues. Which I use AI for transcripts all the time, so I get it. They definitely don't always get it right. But then y'all, Gayle and King, and which is which, who knows? It changes every week. But like, like y'all, they just, and I'm like, I don't think some of that happened. And then the whole thing about big about the kitty giving you an iPod Touch, y'all, I cannot. Y'all, Big Fatty wanted an iPhone for about 32 years before he went out and bought one, and. But the fact that he had the iPod Touch, and I don't have even a hint of a recollection of that, absolutely boggles my mind.
I didn't remember that either, but you know.
Yeah. So, and now that Mrs. Lauren has it, like, I just, y'all, something.
Well, I don't know if that's the one that she got, but.
I don't know that it is either, so.
But y'all? I did send Mrs. Lauren one of my old inappropriate touches.
Well, Mrs. Lauren, I have an iPod Touch second generation right here that was plugged in the old jalopy for 5-6 years with all of my stuff loaded on it. So if you want it, you just let me know. Look at Big Fatty with his iPhone 3. Is that a 3 or 3G? I think it's got a plastic back, so I think that's a 3G or 3GS. But I have my 7 back there because it's cracked, and I keep meaning to recycle it. Y'all, the one thing I regret is selling my original iPhone. There's very few things. I just had 1-800-GOT-JUNK out at the coal mine hauling away about 2 pallets worth of e-waste. And, y'all, there were a lot of Macs on there. Now, I didn't. I have the original iMac, and I have the last Mac Pro, the tower, but the rest of it, y'all, I'll let them take Big Fatty's 24-inch iMac from 2007 or 2008.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
And y'all, the head coal miner said, I can see this tearing you up. And I said, I'm not real happy about it, but I've run out of places for things.
Right?
Yeah, so.
Well, anyway, speaking of running out of places to put things, I don't believe your shorts qualify as that.
So
you've put things there.
Well, right. There's not more room there for... Yeah.
Well, you know, before you know it, you'll get an Acorn stair lift also. Maybe it'll have a built-in chair lift on it so that you can ride and poop all the way up the steps. Something somebody else would do.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Yeah, just out of curiosity. Gramps. Just out of curiosity, how do you know that I don't have an Acorn chairlift? That's what I thought.